This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
I'm so glad you're with us. This show is all about you. It's about your health and it's about your life. If your body can get sick, guess what? Your body can get well. Lifestyles are medicine. If you can lifestyle your way into a health challenge, then you can lifestyle your way out. In this show, we're going to help you do that, learn the tools and the tricks to be able to go to the next level with your health and with your life. If you haven't found us yet, go to Believe Health TV. That's the website, Believe Health TV. Why? Because we believe in you. Remember, always believe. Never let there be a day go by that you don't. You can always believe in yourself and your ability to go to that next level of your health and your life. And that's in every area. With all your habits, with your relationships, with work. You know, believe the best in every area of your life, and guess what will happen? The best. It's all about what you believe. It really is. Comes down to it every single day. Belief, I believe, is the most powerful form of medicine anywhere. If you take people, two people that have been diagnosed with the same condition, and you base it solely on their attitude, their outlook, the way they look at the whole situation, if it's cancer or diabetes or whatever it is, I'm telling you, study after study has shown that the person with the good attitude, that believed that they could get better, that believed that they could walk better, that they could do better, that they could become better, that they could be healed. 9 times out of 10, that person made it. Do you think the person that has a tumor and the tumor goes away, do you think that person has a really sour, gloomy, bad attitude? Never. I have never seen it in my 20-plus years of seeing patients. I have never, ever seen a total sour person that came out of a situation. Okay? If their attitude was bad, it went bad. But the ones that had amazing attitudes, that were just the delight to walk in front of, right? Like you walk in the room and they make your day better. And they're the ones suffering. You ever been around people like that? It's amazing. Those are the ones that make it. And I don't know about you, but I want to be that for you. But I want you to go and be that for someone else in your life at some level, wherever it is, to be that light in someone else's life. And you have to believe in yourself first, and believe in your own circumstances, and believe in your own capabilities before you can ever do that for someone else. So that's why I'm challenging you. That's why this word is back here on the screen. That's why our network is called Believe Health. Because we believe in you, and I want you to go believe in yourself so you can believe in others and get them to believe in themselves. Because at the end of the day, I think that's the biggest pandemic we could ever have in this world, is the lack of belief and the lack of esteem in people and what they think about themselves. They get bad news, life is over. It's not over. Okay? Health challenges, which is what I like to call them, are just meant to be overcome. Okay? We all get challenges in life, but it's how we react to them that really makes a difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to Believe Health TV. If you haven't followed us on social media, look, you need to. Like TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that. Just look for me there, and you can check us out at Dr. Asa. All of those, you'll be able to find us there. I want to help you, encourage you. Let's get on the phone, let's see, and go with Naomi. Hi, Naomi.
I was trying to find out if you could tell me anything about the Alzheimer's disease or the sundowner's disease, and I heard that it was probably a plaque on the brain cells, and I was just wanting information about that. That's all I wanted to know.
All right, so when you're looking at something like this, you have to look at a couple things. One is you really want to step back and do a test first. Of course, testing is important all the way around, and I'm sure whatever physician you're working with, or if it's for you or someone else, they're getting the test done. Have someone look at the omega-3 fatty acid levels in the body. I think it's an area that really gets overlooked a lot. Between vitamin D in this kind of situation, vitamin D3, knowing those levels and knowing your levels of omega-3 fatty acids versus the omega-6 fatty acids is going to really make a difference overall.
in this situation, you want to look and make sure that the body's balanced. Most situations that we face in healthcare with people that are struggling comes down to nutritional deficiencies, lack of activity, lack of mobility. It's not just genetic. It's not just what grandma and grandpa passed down. It really comes down to the choices that we make every single day. That matters more than anything else. And the proof is in the pudding, because like with what we're talking about right now, get the test done, find out what your numbers are, because that's not just like take a supplement, eat an apple, and call me in the morning. That's not it. That's a lot more involved. That's why the tests are important. Now, tests are important all the way around. I'm a huge test person. Matter of fact, we do that with any of our health coach providers. Testing is a huge key. Why? Because we have to know your numbers. If you know your numbers in whatever level you're dealing with, or your pictures, right? If you're looking at x-ray, or when you know what's happening inside the body, then you can take the right action. You can tackle it and you can go after it. But if you don't know the right information, then I always say it's just kind of like people ask me all the time, what supplement do I take for this or that or the other? I'm like, what do your numbers say? Because if not, you're just shooting paint against the wall and hope it sticks. You ever seen that? You just shoot it and it just goes everywhere. Well, maybe it hit the hole, or maybe it hit the spot that it was supposed to, but maybe it didn't. Maybe it just went all over the place. And that's kind of what happens. Because nutrition and getting the body dialed in is really important. But it's important to know what your body needs. There's a thing called biochemical individuality. My body is different than your body. Your body is different than your neighbor's. Your neighbor's body is different from their spouse's. Like, all of our bodies are different, and we need certain nutrients. My body needs certain things that your body may not. So it's important to know personalized health care, and that's what we do. That's what should be done. And I think when you're in a health coaching environment, which is what we focus on, you dial in to what that person needs. And it really, that's what it comes down to. If you want your body to function at highest level performance, that's what it's going to come down to. It's about personalizing what your body needs. All right, we had a tweet come in on Twitter. It says, my husband has really bad body odor. What can we do to help? Oh my goodness. Like, this is, we get this so much. Like, I can't tell you, this is like, but we get it both sides. Like, the husband's like, the wife smells. The wife's like, my husband smells. Can't take it. And I don't mean to laugh, but it's just funny. We get it a lot. And it's so funny. It's like the other one definitely does not know that they're tweeting us this or DMing us this or sending us a message. But when it comes down to body odor, here's your bottom line. Stinky gut, stinky body. Stinky gut, stinky breath. Like, it's that simple. The bottom line is, if you really just want me to talk plain without any kind of doctor ease, your gut, whoever it is jacked up in a major way. The bacteria, the wrong kind of bacteria is in there. Person's probably taking antibiotics and never restored the good bacteria, probably eats the wrong kind of foods, junk food, that the body is just rejecting, raising inflammation like crazy. Are you getting the picture? Like, it really takes, you have to be at a level when it comes down to any kind of smells from the body. Your gut is typically the indicator of what's causing that. And so it's not hard. You want to get on a low anti-inflammatory based diet, or a strong one. And my book has that. By the way, we're giving my book away for free to anybody that needs it. Just go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. And you cover the shipping and handling or whatever, and they send it to you. Why? Because we know people need it, and we want you to have at least a starting point on this journey to learn what you need and to get to the next level with your health and your life, so you're not stuck. You want to be around people that are like-minded and that believe how you do. And so our health care providers, we do that. They follow our principles. I train them all. And so we focus on that together. So I want to encourage you that in a situation like the body odor, focus on getting the gut healthy. Okay? That's the key. You get the gut healthy, the body odor typically, unless it's like something, you know, else going on, like a medication they're taking or something like that that's causing it, usually results. Matter of fact, the opposite will happen. They'll have kind of a nice scent without any cologne or perfumes or anything to their skin when the gut is healthy. The gut is everything. They call Michael Gerson in his book called The Gut the Second Brain. That's how important he said it was. And I believe that 100%. Not only the research we see, we're learning that the gut really is a second brain.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did well. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
It comes down to really getting your body balanced as much as you want to get it balanced. It's going to come down to your habits, but you have to focus on the gut. Focus on the gut, and then everything else will follow underneath that. I'm telling you, the root cause of most health challenges is nutrition, and the root cause, behind the root cause, if you want to call it that, is the gut. It all starts in the gut. You correct the gut, you're going to correct 95, 98% of what's going on inside the body. Always drinking my water. Are you drinking your water? That's what I want to know. So here's the rule of thumb that we always teach. Half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. Yeah, that's every single day. And yes, that's every single day. I had a guy ask me. He goes, do I have to give up my coffee and my juice forever? I was like, no, not forever, but you got to get your, he was like 250 pounds. You got to get your 125 ounces of water in. And then if you want to have a cup of coffee or whatever to that, that's fine. But you got to get the water in. See, nobody wants to do the work. It's not hard. Do the work and watch what happens to your body. Now, the caveat to that, or the only holdback on that is if you have kidney condition of any kind, you want to talk to your doctor because that's not really overhydrating, but drinking fluid that would be normal for a person could stress the kidney. Here's another rule of thumb on your water drinking that I want to tell you, make sure everybody gets this. Your body can only handle about 33 ounces of water an hour. So, like, don't sit down and try to down a whole gallon trying to get all your water in. At the end of the day, don't do that. Overstress the kidneys is too much. You know, roughly about 20 ounces an hour if you want to, you know, break. If you're doing it all day long, you're not going to have to just chug it. But you want to make sure that you do it in the right way, in a safe way, okay? Because water all throughout the day is really what we need to focus on. 888-283-7272. You can always give us a call, and we'll make you part of the show. We've got phones lined up right now. 888-283-7272. Or send me an email. Go to Believe Health TV. That's Believe Health TV. Join us on social media. And if you don't have a copy of my book, myfreehealthbook.com. All right, let's get over on the phones and go to Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, how's it going?
That's great.
Talk to you about gluten and lectins and how you feel about the way they affect these disorders and the diet.
All right, so here's my take on gluten. I do think it's a culprit. Do I think that, I mean, not everybody is celiac, right? So not everyone has that level of struggle with gluten where it can make them deathly sick. But I do believe that most people are gluten sensitive. And by avoiding gluten on a regular basis, you're really going to fare better. I mean, it's not, in this day and time, with the kind of foods that we have, it's not hard to avoid. So if you're eating foods in the way they're originally designed, you're not eating food out of boxes and frozen dinners and all that, you're going to do pretty well. But I would just look at labels. Stay away from bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, a lot of the flour-based foods. If you like those kind of foods, you can do like brown rice crackers. Use flour that's gluten-free. That is, you know, those kind of flours that really work that well. Because if you stay away from gluten, it takes 8 weeks for it to come out of your system. So you come off for like 2 weeks, you're like, no, this thing's not working for me. I'm still bloated, don't feel good, joints are achy. By the way, it helps those things. You can't just do it for 2 weeks and then quit. Like, don't do that. Don't be a wuss. Okay, it takes 8 weeks for it to get out of your system. That's it. Takes 8 weeks. So just know that when you go on that path, it's going to take some time. But I will tell you this. It makes a massive difference. Massive. In your overall quality of life. One of the big things I think that people really understand when they do an anti-inflammatory-based diet, like in my book, which takes you off all the gluten, is that the first thing you start to feel quickly is the brain fog starts to lift, and their mental clarity and their acuity and their ability to reason and think, and just the quickness, the sharpness of what goes on in their brain is amazing. So I would encourage you to at least look into that. I know it's great for kids that deal with ADHD. Gluten is a big issue. People don't realize that, but it is. And I would encourage you that if you're looking to do something for the family, an anti-inflammatory-based diet is a really great way to go. But, yeah, gluten is something that, again, it's not like a life-threatening thing unless you're celiac, but it does, I think it's more of a life quality of life issue. If you come off gluten for 8 weeks, just do it one time. And notice how you feel. You'll feel a difference. Most everybody does. We challenge to do that, too. It becomes a real benchmark for them and can make a big difference. 888-283-7272. You can always give us a call or go to Believe Health TV. Now, you can find us Amazon, Fire TV. You can find us on Roku and, of course, with Clicks TV as well. Look, we're here for you each and every day. I want to see you thrive. I want to see you do well and become the best version of you. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, to become better today than you were yesterday. Give us a call, 888-283-7272, or go to Believe Health TV. Send me an email. If you want me to make it part of the show, I'll be glad to do that. Or if you want us to answer in private, we can do that too. Whatever you need. Look, we're here for you. Just want to see you thrive and just want to see you make it. If you don't have a free copy of my book, please go get one while we're still doing this. It is myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. And we'll send you a free copy. It's a hardback copy of my best-selling book. It's got the whole entire anti-inflammatory diet in the book, the food list, everything that you need to follow is there. And so we can send that to you just to be an encouragement to you more than anything so that you can go to that next level. We got Jeff in Wisconsin that wants to know about hormones, specifically testosterone. Over the age of 45, should you be doing HRT, which is hormone replacement therapy? That's a good question, Jeff. When it comes down to hormones at different ages, everyone's different. I don't think someone, especially men, that jump on testosterone like in their 40s, I think it's too early. Because there's so many ways to naturally push the body to make more testosterone on its own. And you still have the capacity. You're young. 45, 50, look, you're still young. And your body can still produce if you're doing the right kind of things. But you've got to do the work. You have to do the exercise, the resistance training. You have to do the cardio. You have to do the correct eating and cut back on some of the foods that will cause testosterone to drop and eat the foods that make testosterone go up, right? So it's a combination of doing the right things in the right way. I'm a believer in hormone replacement therapy because I do think at some stages in life it's needed. But I like the new term that we're putting around hormones that we tend to work more with our health coach providers, which is called HOT, HOT. And what that stands for is hormone optimizing therapy, okay? It's optimizing your hormones. And if you really look at it, I personally think it's a better term. So HOT is the term for you to go in and push your body to make more of what it has. Your body's already making it. And a lot of times, things like sex hormone-binding globulin, which is a hormone in the body, can actually go in and block your body from using testosterone. So you could be producing it like a wild man, but your body can't use it. The SHBG goes in and it blocks it, and it keeps the body from actually using it inside the cells. You go in and you correct the SHBG, then all of a sudden the body can use the testosterone that it was already making in the first place. Get it? So it's about analyzing how to optimize the body's hormones. HOT, hormone optimizing therapy is the best way to go, or treatment, however you want to put it. Therapy is a better word. I like that. But anyway, our health care providers can help you with that. Study that. Look at that. Because nutrition, your activity levels, your mindset, your ability to rest and recover, all of that plays a role in the environment of your hormones and how well they work. And so don't jump to the HRT ever too quickly until you get a full analysis of where your body is and really understanding how it can function at its peak level, because nutrition will do it, exercise will do it, your lifestyle habits will do it. Look, there's so many different ways to optimize what you have rather than just taking a pill or a shot or a cream and crossing your fingers and hope it works out okay. All right? Look, you were designed to be amazing. There's only one you. You were designed with purpose. And the reality is, on this show, we want to help you thrive and make it. Give us a call always, 888-283-7272. Reach your potential. That's the goal.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News. Democrat Beto O'Rourke, who's running to become the next governor of Texas, crashed a press conference on Wednesday and slammed his opponent, Republican Governor Greg Abbott. O'Rourke said the governor is, quote, doing nothing. Uvalde's Mayor Don McLaughlin told O'Rourke he was out of line and asked him to leave. Abbott said the shooter killed 19 children and two teachers before being fatally shot. In addition, he shot his grandmother and posted three disturbing messages on Facebook before carrying out the attack. Some relief is on the horizon for parents scrambling to find formula to feed their babies. Abbott Nutrition in Sturgis, Michigan said it will restart production on June 4th. Contamination concerns closed the plant earlier this year. The company has denied that its formula is linked to any illnesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Several Biden administration officials are spending time in the Middle East. Reporter Lance Pry tells us why.
Two of President Biden's senior advisors are on a secret trip to Saudi Arabia for talks about a possible arrangement between Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Egypt, a deal to increase oil production. White House Middle East coordinator Brett McGurk and State Department's energy envoy Amos Hochstein arrived in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. If positive results come about, a trip by President Biden to the region will be put together by the end of June.
Boeing's astronaut taxi has returned to Earth from the International Space Station. It completed a repeat test flight with a mannequin on board. The Starliner capsule parachuted into the New Mexico desert just 4 hours after leaving the orbiting lab on Wednesday. Aside from a few snags, Starliner appears to have clinched its high-stakes shakedown cruise 2.5 years after its botched first attempt. That means NASA test pilots will fly next. NASA wants two competing U.S. companies ferrying astronauts to and from the space station. SpaceX is already the established leader. Guiding Light fans are mourning the loss of actress Lee Lawson, who died on May 22nd at the age of 80. The actress is known for playing Bea Reardon on the CBS soap from 1981 to 1990. Lawson appeared in more than 50 episodes of the series, which aired its finale in September of 2009. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome. This show is about you. It's about your health and your life. We're so excited that you're here and realize that if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle's the medicine. The choices that you're making every single day, it matters. All right. Now, you can give us a call, 888-283-7272, or go to Believe Health TV. We can always take your emails there. If you want to reach out to us there. Whatever we can do to help you, we want to see you make it. We want to see you thrive. We want to see you do well. Let's get on the phones right now and go to Paulette. Hi, Paulette.
I'm having problems with anxiety and gaining weight, and my oxygen level stays low, and I have to have people go do things for me because I'm not able to do it myself. like I said, I've been on a diet. I've been eating things like he told me, like he shows on TV. I've been eating greens and asparagus and broccoli and cucumbers and stuff. But I take a lot of antidepressants, and I was just wondering if they have a effect on my health.
First of all, I'm glad that you've been making these changes, right? I mean, to go from, like, junk food to eating healthy food is a huge step for anybody. Start adding in more greens and asparagus and the broccoli. That's going to make a massive difference for anyone. So I'm glad you've made that shift in your world. If you struggle with antidepressants, with anxiety, just keep in mind that anxiety medication and depression medication can, by themselves, cause you to gain weight. Okay, it's kind of a side effect. But also realize that your brain health is determined by your gut health. So however healthy your gut is, meaning the right kind of bacteria in the gut, will determine the kind of brain chemicals that it can make and put in the brain. So, for example, if you're eating salmon, which is great, omega-3s, all kinds of B vitamins, if you eat those kind of foods on a regular basis and your gut's healthy and it's got the right kind of bacteria in it, then your body will do a great service of making things like dopamine, acetylcholine, serotonin, those kind of brain chemicals, and sending them to your brain. If you're eating the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time, then your gut will begin to not function as well as it needs to, and you won't make the chemicals. And the neurochemicals, the neurotransmitters, what we call them, if that happens, then that's when you need the medications typically. And that's when the medications come over a longer period of time. So the challenge there is that you want to keep eating the right way and do the anti-inflammatory-based diet, which is in my book. But it's about consistency. So now you're at a stage where you've made these changes, and I think it's great. Not that you don't need to be taking your medications, because your doctor put you on that. But you want to look to what's next. Like, how do I get my body to stabilize? How do I get it to work better? How do I get it to function better? Get a copy of my book, okay? It's free. So just go to myfreehealthbook.com, and they'll send you a copy. It's a hardback copy. It's got the anti-inflammatory diet in it. It's got the food list in it. And it's got the food you got to stay away from in it. So it's got a great set of tools that can help you and encourage you and get you going in the right direction. I get that's where your starting point is. MyFreeHealthBook.com. And just like you call me right now. So go through this. Work, and if you don't have any testing done on your neurotransmitters, your brain chemicals, our health coach providers can do that. So if you get to a sticking point, or if your doctor can't help look at that, our health coach providers can. And they can take a look at the different neurotransmitters and what levels they are and what needs to be worked on. All of that is really important. Like, knowing those numbers really makes a difference in what direction that you go, the kind of foods that you eat, what you need to stay away from. You get it? So those are the kind of things that really matter when it comes to your health. And I want to see you do well. You're already making great decisions. So I'm excited for you. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. That's the number. Go to Believe Health TV. That's our website. Send us an email. We'll make it part of the show. Whatever we need to do to help you thrive and really, really do well. All right. So we all know that smoking's bad. If you don't know, I'm here to tell you. Okay. This is Dr. Ace. I'm here to tell you that smoking is bad. Like, if you don't know smoking is bad at this point and stage and where we are in society, man, something's wrong. Okay? That's like saying you don't know donuts are bad for you. Really? So we all know that, hopefully. Well, now everybody's shifted over to vaping and thinking that that's a safer alternative. Hopefully you've seen a lot of the research that's come out against that more recently. And one of the main things is the diacetyl that they have. It's in the chemical that's in the flavorings of a lot of these vaping, the vape. It's really, really toxic, highly cancer causing. And even worse when you're doing it around, like, secondhand smoke, when you're doing it around kids or other people, elderly people. I mean, whatever. It's just not good for anybody. So my encouragement to you is to do whatever it takes to kick that. I know nicotine, they say, I've never struggled with it. So, I mean, I only know it from a physician's perspective. But they say it's more addictive than sugar, it's more addictive than cocaine, you know, you get all those kind of things. I know it's addictive. I've also seen my 94-year-old grandmother when I was younger just stop after like 85 years of smoking or whatever it was. Maybe it was more like 80 years, maybe 75, okay? She didn't start when she was 4. But so it's one of those things where she smoked her whole life and then she just quit. She made up her mind one day. Some things happened with her health. She said, you know what? No more. There wasn't like a patch. There wasn't gum. There wasn't this whole to-do. And I've seen other people just quit cold turkey. Because when your why is big enough, maybe it's your kids, maybe it's your grandkids, maybe you want to live another 10 years and not die early. When your why is big enough, you will stop. And that's with anything. I hope whatever you struggle with on a regular basis, I hope whatever it is, if it's food addiction, if it's, you know, maybe it's exercising too much or if you're addicted to whatever, I just hope you get a handle on your choices, because your choices, they matter. Let me tell you something. You want to know the best medicine, the best diet book, the best exercise routine, the best DVD, you know, online group to be a part of for your health? It's really on the inside of you. It's your choices. That's what matters more than anything else. But speaking of communities, if you haven't joined our health club, look, it is a place where you can go and be around other like-minded people, like yourself, someone that maybe has, they need to lose 100 pounds, or you need to lose 100 pounds. They already have, and they've already followed our principles, and they can shortcut you to that success. Or somebody, maybe it's diabetes. Somebody's struggling with diabetes or taking 4 medications. They don't want to. You don't want to. They've already kicked the habit. They're already off all medications, and the doctor said they don't have diabetes anymore, and you just want to know how. That's someone that you can talk to get help. So our health club is a community of people that come together for a common cause, to be able to live a healthier lifestyle, to set goals, to become better versions of themselves all the way around. And I love it. So I hope you join it. Go to Believe Health TV. You can find out more about it. And also give us a call, 888-283-7272. Let's get on the phones and go with Toby. Hi, Toby.
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid the shoulder replacement. I was wondering if I could do home therapy to avoid that.
So when it comes down to an orthopedic telling you you need a joint replacement, whatever it is, I mean shoulder, hip, knee, usually the joint's at a point where it needs it, okay? 9 times out of 10, they're not going to just recommend it for the heck of it, right? And if your mobility is really down, I would take that with a grain of salt and say, okay, all right, I may be needing some surgery, okay? But I would step back also and do one thing that's really important for yourself, is I would remember that any kind of joint that's affected is going to have a high level of inflammation around it. So getting on an anti-inflammatory-based diet, getting your inflammation down in the body, that's an absolute key. Like, you have to start there. Once you've done that for a period of time, say a couple of months, and you should notice a difference. The other thing is to check all your different fatty acid levels. Make sure you're getting enough vitamin C that your body can rebuild and remake the amount of collagen that it needs. Also, you want to look into stem cell therapy. If you haven't looked into stem cell therapy, it's cutting edge, and it is, with the research we have around that now, we know for a fact that it improves the joints when they're degrading to a certain point that you possibly need surgery. It is the step that I think everyone should go before a major surgery happens, is getting the stem cells done in a certain area to get the body to regenerate and to kind of rebuild. And there's so many things you can do with taking collagen in every single day, eating eggs every single day, eating certain kind of proteins every single day, getting the kind of rest that you need, giving your body the nutrients, the omega-3 fatty acids. All of these things can make a huge difference in your joint health. So do I think you need to go straight to is there home therapy you can do? A lot of it. But it starts with the eating habits. Remember, you can get my book for free. Go to myfreehealthbook.com, and all of that kind of information is in there, including the anti-inflammatory diet. And I think that will be such a great encouragement for you. I tell you, one of the best things I love more than anything is seeing someone that needed to lose the weight and they lose the weight. Seeing someone that's been on 4 medications and now they're not on any. Seeing someone that is a grandfather that couldn't get down on the floor with his kids, grandkids. Now I can. It's seeing a grandmother that was struggling just to be able to have the energy to be with her family, and now she can. See, our habits determine everything in our health. And it really comes down to the choices that you make every single day and what kind of habits you're going to have. So our healthy habits come from a healthy mindset. You've got to be able to think clear before you can get to that level of health. And that's such a key. All right, 888-283-7272. You can always give us a call or go to Believe Health TV. You can send me an email, and I'll make it part of the show. Or if you want me to answer in private, I'll be glad to do that. Whatever you need.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s,
affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Let's get on the phones and go with Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hi, I have one question. I want to give up sweets. It's an addiction that I can't seem to get away from. What can I do to stay away from sweets?
I should write a book on that. I think that is the golden question. There's a couple things you can do. More than anything, you just got to get your mindset right. You know, you really have to get to a point where you realize that it's okay to have whatever the sweet is, a donut once a week or something like that. It's okay to do that. So get that in your mindset that that's okay. I think the bigger key in this whole thing is, because it's not about taking things like chromium picolinate or vanadyl sulfate. It's not about taking minerals or trace minerals. It's not about eating bitter melon, which is known to cut sugar cravings. I know you're like writing that down right now. Stop, though. Don't do that. Focus on the big picture. When you cut down inflammation in the body, when you give your body the right kind of foods on a regular basis, like the anti-inflammatory diet, when you do that, you reset how the body functions. You reset the taste buds. You reset how the body handles blood sugar. That's why someone can have diabetes and then not have it. You can be completely healed from diabetes. Unless it's type 1 and the autoimmune process is already set in, then what you can do is manage it and put a dimmer switch on it. But the reality is you can really overcome this. But sugar cravings got to start with you. You got to want it. It's like saying, what can I do to make myself exercise? It's basically the same question. Because nobody wants to exercise. Nobody wants to, when they're tired, to go sweat and go work and put in the work. No one wants to do that. I work out pretty much every single day, and I have since I was like 17 years old. I've never missed a day. And I can tell you 70% of those days, and I have to really think about this, it might be more, but 70% of those days, I've had to have a conversation with myself that you're going to the gym. It's not just being like, I'll wake up happy-go-lucky, 4 a.m., let's go, I'm so fired up to go to the gym. More days than not, I have to have a motivation. I give my own motivational talk to myself every day. I call myself out. This is why it's so easy for me to coach you and to be an encouragement to you and push on you and hammer you. I hammered this guy the other day. He's probably 80 that I talked to. Hammered him. But I love, you know, in love, right? But hammered him. And his wife was like in tears, cheering because of how I was talking to him. She goes, he needs to hear that. We all need to hear that. I do that to myself because I want to be the best version of myself. I don't want a sweet tooth or being lazy or not going to the gym that day to hold me back from the progress of being my best version, because I believe there's way more inside of me. Now, I believe that for anyone that looks inside themselves, they're going to say, you know what? I haven't scratched the surface on my potential. And when it comes down to my health, Look, you want to make good choices? It's going to come down to you every single day. Nobody else can do this thing for you. Three things I'm going to give you right now. Write these down. Three things I'm going to give you if you want to manage your hormone levels, what I call HOT, hormone optimizing therapy. If you want to maximize your hormones with whatever age you are and stage you are in life, these three things have to happen. Number one is your water intake. Half your body weight in ounces in water every single day. That's pure, clean water. Put lemon and lime with it if you want to, but not a whole bunch of junk in there. Just pure water, half your body weight. So if you weigh 250 pounds, 125 ounces of water a day. It's that simple. You weigh 100 pounds, 50 ounces of water a day. But it's that simple. That's number one. Number two is you've got to make sure you're eating enough fat in your diet. Fats are key. Fats are what hormones are made from. So you've got to make sure you're getting the right amount of fats. And the key of this is to balance out all three. People say, well, saturated fat's bad. No, it's not. You have to have saturated fat for the omega-3 fats to even absorb and function and work well. And you need the monounsaturated fats as well. So it's about really a rough ratio of 33% saturated, 33% omegas, like omega-3s, and the 33% of the monounsaturated. So I would encourage you to look at the fat. The fats are going to be a big determining factor. 0.4 times your body weight is the ratio that we typically use for how many fat grams you need to be taking in every single day. All right, and the third thing that's important is, and you're not going to like me for this, and that's okay. I'm not here for you to like me. I'm here to encourage you, help you, and push you to be your best version. The more I study this, the more I'm like, I knew it. I knew this. My whole life, but it wasn't in my medical studies and all. But here's the key. If you're over the age of 40, 35 to 40, you need to be exercising 6 days a week minimum with resistance exercise. I don't care what it is. Bands, you know, TRX, videos, body weight, whatever. But you need to do that because longevity is found in the amount of lean muscle tissue that you have. We're learning that more and more. You lose your mobility, you're going to lose your longevity, period. And guess what? The number one reason that people don't optimize their hormones is because they don't have enough physical activity to do that. And if you get your physical activity up with a resistance training, you're going to make your own powerhouse inside the body function, and that's where the absolute key is. You have your own hormone factory that's going on in the body at all times. But there's certain things, lack of activity, the wrong kind of foods, the wrong kind of diet, being dehydrated, all these things come in and they shut that system down. And then, because life is just happening and you made really bad choices and you're letting life kind of dictate, you go to the physician and just get HRT, which is replacement therapy, and you're 35 or 40. That's, who does that? Okay, I want to encourage you, there's a better way. Three things. Start focusing on your habits every single day, the choices that you're making every single day. Check us out, Believe Health TV. That's our network. We're here for you, producing new content, new shows coming as well. And always, you can give me a call, 888-283-7272. We're here for you to help you reach your potential and become the best version of you.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.